This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guests on this weekend's show are Dr. David Solish, Director of Theater at Blackburn College, and Dan Fleischer, cast member and vice president of the Board of Directors of the Summer Repertory Theater. And welcome to the show, gentlemen.
Thank you.
We're going to discuss the Summer Repertory Theater at Blackburn College and Blackburn College Performing Arts Department presentation of Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol. And I guess we could say it's obvious it's coming up here in December. But let's start off with the story behind A Christmas Carol, for those who might not know it.
Basically, it's the classic Dickens tale of an old miser who spent his life hoarding money and being mean and rude to people, and then is visited by spirits of the past, present, and future, and learns his lesson and the value of true Christmas spirit.
The ideal to do Dickens came to you as?
Well, this year, unlike years in the past, Blackburn College has extended their semester. And we weren't doing the Nutcracker this year, so it was an idea of mine that we do something else the years we don't do the Nutcracker performance. And with that extra week, we were able to do a combined performance presented by both Summer Rep and the college. So I went to the board with several different options, Christmas Carol and Miracle on 34th Street, It's a Wonderful Life, and the board unanimously said, let's do A Christmas Carol. So I started looking for adaptations and found one that's pretty true to the novel.
And when you say adaptations, are you going to offer something, shall we say, your own special touch? Or
most of the language comes directly from the Dickens novel. What I've done in the staging of it is I've added a chorus of carolers that underscore the action of the play. They'll do some carols in the lobby, and they'll do some carols, you know, before the show and at the intermission time. But they also come in and out of the action and underscore what's going on. So that's a little bit different.
With Summer Repertory Theater and also this December presentation, cast members, college students, members of the community, how does that work?
We have a cross-section of cast members. We have Blackburn students, faculty, and staff, and we also have many community members, lots of families from the community.
Dan, you're a cast member in A Christmas Carol, and maybe you could talk about your particular part or about the cast in general, if you'd like to.
Sure. I play a couple of different characters, and several of the cast members in the show do that. And that's just part of repertory theater sometimes in the makeup of this cast as it is. My major character is the ghost of Jacob Marley. Jacob Marley was Scrooge's business partner in life, and in a bit of posthumous compassion, the ghost of Jacob Marley comes back and tells him, and if you've never heard the story before, this is a bit of a spoiler. The ghost of Jacob Marley comes back and says, I was focusing on the wrong things in life, and I've engineered a way out for you if you will pay attention to what comes. So Jacob Marley is an important plot device. He introduces the ghosts of Christmas past, present, and future so that Scrooge can begin to see the error of his ways and have a change of heart.
Other cast members?
Yeah, actually, my whole family is involved. My wife, my daughter, and my younger son are on stage. Also, the exchange student that we have from Norway is on stage. My son, my older son, is lighting designer, and he's got some wonderful ideas, so I can't wait to see what he comes up with. Additionally, there are some new... fairly new members on stage for the Carlinville community, people that Carlinville hasn't seen very much of before. There are the old favorites like Katie Paulson, Owen Meredith playing Scrooge. But you also have Dr. Jake Miller, who's a professor at Blackburn. Sawyer Burton, who is a freshman at Blackburn and does a marvelous job. He's been on stage with the Blackburn Fall plays, but he's a treat to see. And any number of high school students and younger. So there's people who've been on stage before and some new ones that I think are going to stick with us for quite a while to come.
And as far as the setting of the stage and stuff, what can one look forward to? I'm sure there's been a lot of preparation on that as well.
There has. Leland Smith and Sam Brandon have designed this wonderful piece at David's direction. where it's a bridge for the ghost to look over and cast members to cross from time to time. It serves as a backdrop for any number of scenes. And I'm really looking forward to seeing how that looks as a cast member on stage. I'm going to be able to see what it looks like to the audience necessarily. That's where the genius of the director comes into play, where he's going to be able to move the characters and the lights and the set pieces to, so that the audience will understand the full impact of the set as he's envisioned. So I'll just have to wait and see what my son says.
Preparation has been a long time. I've been preparing for quite some time as far as everything to get ready.
I cast the show in April, back when we cast the summer production of Sound of Music. And then we've been rehearsing since right around Labor Day. So it's several months now. And of course, we've been thinking about it and preparing for the sets and the costumes all that time.
Let's just take a look into the future, if you would. Obviously, something will be coming up later in 2012 as far as the Summer Repertory Theater. Give us a preview.
This summer, we have a retelling of another Dickens tale. I will be directing Annie in 2012. This will be in June, the last 2 weekends of June, ending on July 1st. We'll have 6 performances. And on our website, blackburnsummerrep.org, if people want to just check back there occasionally to find out dates and times and whatnot. Auditions will be in the middle of April, rehearsals beginning in May. But Annie is one of those things that a lot of people think they either love it or they hate it. Those who hate it usually do so because they haven't given it a chance. And I am one of those people, to be honest. The sun will come out tomorrow and all this other cute stuff that comes out of it. It's easy not to look past that. But if you do give it a chance, look past it. There's quite a bit there. The characters are, some of them are just comic and hilarious. There is some character development. And as a father, there are certain storylines that really appeal to me. As I said before, this is a retelling of another Dickens tale. This is, as it's staged from the Broadway production in the 1970s, it's kind of a retelling of Oliver. You've got a cute orphan. You've got good guys who behave in a Dickensian way. You've got bad guys who behave in a Dickensian way. You've got people whose names basically reflect what they are and what they do. For instance, Daddy Warbucks. That's a very Dickensian name. I think it's going to be a wonderful show, and I truly believe that we've got more than enough talent in this area to put that show on very well.
And you referred to the website, and the website's good for information on the Christmas Carol as well, and also any other information you might need, but let's talk about the dates of A Christmas Carol.
Certainly. We will have 4 performances over 3 dates. December 9th, we have a 7:30 p.m. show. Saturday, December 10th, we have a 2 p.m. matinee and a 7:30 show. And Sunday, December 11th, we have a 2 p.m. show as well. Tickets are available either at the Carlinville Public Library or the bookshelf on the square in Carlinville. $10 for adults, $8 for senior citizens 60 and over. And then children 12 and under and Blackburn students are $5 a piece. And as always, we have free parking.
Dan Fleischer and Dr. David Salish, thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County.
Thank you.
And you could join us again next weekend for another edition for WSMI. I'm Rick Davis.